This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? Do get involved in the conversation, seriously. Whether it's with me or somebody else or, you know, up on the chat room. We have a live chat room going on the website, which is therealside.com. We also have a Facebook feed, you know, live feed going on Facebook. So you can always hop up there as well, and you can discuss this with, again, smarter people than myself. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending doing this. I mean, I know there's like 3,000 other stations you can listen to, and, you know, so be it. If that's really where you, if that's really where you feel you need to be, so be it. But I'm telling you, my story's a lot more fun. Right?
No, they'll make you.
Look, you guys are the ones that send me this stuff. And I agree. You know what? I agree with you. It has to be talked about. Because we're sitting around, you know, fat, dumb, and happy, some of us, or not me, some of you, I'll say, are sitting around fat, dumb, and happy. And you're thinking the only thing going on is all the attacks on Trump, right? Because the left doesn't like him. But do you understand the way they came so close? The reason that Hillary got the 2 million plus votes that she got, that more than Donald. Why this thing is so close is because we let the left get away with so much when it comes to social issues. They make it sound like, first of all, they make it sound normal, and they try to make the white people feel so terrible about being white. You know, really, for years we heard you couldn't make fun of black people because they couldn't change their own skin color. Not that that's bad, but you get what I'm saying. So now we're being told we're bad for being white. Like we had a choice. Right? Just like the black people. Like when you're being formed in heaven, God said, white or black? Or a variation thereof. It doesn't work that way. And you can't blame the white people today, these young kids that you're picking on, that you're bullying. You know, you're so hung up on bullying people, right? You say that the right is constantly bullying you and bullying your people. You're full of garbage. Or as Joe said, full of malarkey. I mean, seriously. What you're doing to these kids is so wrong on so many levels. But you don't care, because as far as the Dem is concerned, in most cases, whatever they say, whatever they do is right, it's correct, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't, right or wrong, it doesn't matter. As long as somebody on the left says it, it's real. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let your friends, loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Let them know what's going on, the topics we're talking about. See if you can make them crazy. I love it. I love making people. What's that?
Give them a book.
Oh yeah, my book will make them crazy. But you know, it's a great Christmas gift. If you really want to make a lefty's eyeball pop, you know, you want to have him come back to work the next day, you'll see it hanging out. You'll know he read the book. Buy one of my books, The Ramblings of a White Wing Bible-thumping white guy. You never know I wrote the title, right? Ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Up on the website, therealside.com. You can find it there. Also, if you head over to Amazon, you'll find it there as well. Get a copy of the book. I'm telling you, you'll love it. You know, because here's the reality. Okay? People don't know this stuff is going on. Half the time, they can't keep up with it. I do this for a living. Some of you would think do it for a living. You're on it so much. So, you know, again, we got to get this information. I know, I'll get to the point. Got to get this information out there. All right. So Tom Ford said every man should be penetrated at least once in their life. All right? So more than a decade ago, fashion designer, filmmaker Tom Ford told GQ magazine that all men should experience being penetrated at least once in their lives. And he still feels the same way 10 years later, people. This is a left loon, okay? He said, I think it helped them understand women, he explained in recent interview with GQ. It's such a vulnerable position to be in, and it's such a passive position to be in. And there's such an invasion, in a way, that even if it's consensual, it's still very personal. Still, what's consensual? So consensual sex now is wrong also? He goes on to say, and I think there's a psyche that happens because of it. It makes you understand and appreciate what women go through their whole life. Because it's not just sexual. It's a complete setup of the way the world works. That one sex has the ability to literally, and is expected to, and is wanted to, but also there's an invasion. He continued. Now, if you believe in God, that's the way he set it up. It's not an invasion. It's not a rape. It's not a nasty thing done properly. I mean, you want to talk about... You guys are the ones that pervert almost everything. Anything that's normal and nice and people are enjoying, you've got to tell them they're doing it wrong and they have 73 other positions they have to do before they'll get it right. I mean, it's just amazing how if we... The left, remember the tolerant left, the ones that are accepting of everything, always telling us what we have to do and how we have to do, which makes it right? They're so confused, it's pathetic. It's scary, actually. It's not just pathetic. It's scary. So Ford is a 55-year-old father of a 4-year-old son. Now... Thank God that kid doesn't understand, because if I was him and my dad wrote this, I would be petrified. I'd be sleeping in a closet every night with the door chained closed. Can you imagine if a right-wing Republican said this? I bet you Child Protective Services would be there in the morning. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial-raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I just like the music. I get mad. I picture all these elephants coming out of the woods on that one, you know, taking down a whoever. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Okay, we're talking about, God, this guy's a real piece of work. We're talking about a dress design. I guess he's a fashion designer, not a dress designer. Tom Ford. Who told GQ magazine 10 years ago that every man should be penetrated at least once in their life. Right? So basically, every man should be raped. Every man should... It's kind of a later hour, so I'll just say it. Yeah, every man should have anal sex at least once because, you know, that way there, he knows what a woman goes through. Whether he likes it or not. Whether he likes it or not. Because, you know, the left never forces themselves on you. They're all about equality, right? They're all about the good things always happening to someone. But he thinks this is the only way that you can figure out what a woman has to go through all her life. Because, you know, because that's what women... I can really get vulgar, but I'm not going to. All right? Are you telling me the majority of women are raped? The majority of women don't like having sex? The majority of women just don't appreciate any of this stuff? Is that what he's saying? Because I'll tell you what. See, he's on the left and he's gay, so you'll let him get away with that. But if a guy on the right ever said that, a heterosexual guy on the right ever said that, you'd go out of your mind. Again, my mantra, I'm going to have a sign made. I'm telling you, they don't want equality, they want control. I don't care if it's mind control, money control, tax control, government control. They want control. And they try to make you feel bad. See, I give them some credit, but nobody on the left is coming out against this guy. Nobody. So Ford is a 55-year-old father of four, of a four-year-old son. Definitely no stranger to controversy. While promoting his latest film, Nocturnal Animals, Ford said he would decline to address future First Lady Melania Trump because she's not necessarily his image. He said, I was asked to address her quite a few years ago and I declined. So this is not just because of the presidency. She's not necessarily my image, Ford said during a recent appearance on The View. Also, the First Lady. Other than the fact that I'm a Democrat and voted for Hillary, and very sad and disappointed that she's not in office, but other than that, even had Hillary won, she shouldn't be wearing my clothes. In 2014, Ford debuted a $800 18-carat white gold penis-shaped crucifix pendant. Right? Why do you think he didn't have the guts to come up with an 18-carat gold, white gold crescent moon-shaped? Well, no, that wouldn't be quite right. Well, crescent moon on a naked Muhammad. How's that? Oh, there you go. Crescent penis. There you go. That, I like that. That's pretty good.
That's what they do with the cross.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. You think that would have gone over well? You think he would have... Why are these people not afraid to make fun of Christians, but they're petrified to make fun of Muslims? Right? I mean, we're the more violent ones. Just anybody on the left will tell you that. Right? Because they're jerks. That's really what it boils down to. This stuff is infuriating. Ford insists, however, he's not the man mass media makes him out to be. People are billboards with my face on it. They come to meet me, and I feel like they're expecting a real-life Kate Moss to be lying across the table naked, and somebody would be doing lines of coke and whatever. Adding that he's the happiest when he can be at home watching TV with his husband. Ford directed and wrote the screenplay for this month's romantic revenge thriller, Nocturnal Animals, which is based on a novel by Austin Wright. The film received rave reviews after its September showing at the Venice Film Festival. Currently boasts a rating of 72% from Rotten Tomatoes. Now, I love this. You know, maybe his son should be in some of these movies that he likes. Right, maybe some of the things he truly believes in, he should write movies around and put his family members in them. I mean, a lot of these people that are into this kind of stuff, it's funny how they never really get their family involved. Not all, you know, I mean, obviously there's some, but for the most part, they don't get their family involved in these things. Why do you think that is? Because if you really believe in something, you just do it, don't you? Seriously. So anyhow, I love this. I love the stories you send to me. They're great. I don't mind doing them. Did Mr. Obama go visit the victims of the Ohio State attack? Because I know that Mr. Trump did. I was just trying to figure out whether Mr. Obama did. Probably not. He's not into that kind of stuff, you know? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Mr. Obama, I know, I'm trying not to ruin your evening. Mr. Obama came out, I think it was last week, with a 5,200-word evaluation of his job performance. You hearing me? 52. I don't want to read anything that's 5,200 words. I don't even read my stuff that's 5,200 words. He gave himself an A. Does this show you where the man is at, that he's totally confused with reality? He gave himself away. An A. Obama has struggled to see, really, he just doesn't see what took place. He lost the Senate and the Congress a few years back. He lost it, as far as I'm concerned. And then he said it this time again, during this election cycle, that this election was going to be all about his policies. And he was right. And look what happened. He doesn't see this, though. I mean, really, he is searching for some kind of relevance, something to hang his hat on in these last weeks. You know what he's going to do? He's going to burn Rome down on the way out. It's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to pardon people that you're going to sit there and scratch your head and go, what the heck was he thinking? Now, as Americans, eyes turn hopefully towards a new presidential administration. I'm hoping things to change. I'm believing things are going to change. Trump is making, you know, for all you conservatives, I love it. He's making conservative picks, but they're not conservative enough for you. And that's where I part ways with most of you. Because if I line you all up in a room, you are all not going to agree with what a true conservative, even conservatives don't agree to what a conservative is. Obama's got one long Air Force One voyage left. He's going on an 18-hour round-trip vacation junket to Hawaii. He does it every Christmas. Right? At a cost to the American, come on, guess what it costs the American taxpayer for this? Take a wild guess. I'll wait. See, you got the whole breakdown to figure it out. I want a number. We come back from the break. If you're in the Facebook page, put it up there. I'm just curious what you think it costs. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Please answer the question.
We are back.
And I'm having way too much fun.
Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please be part of the conversation. You send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do. I want to get back to this. This is just too good to give it up. So Mr. Obama has given himself an A while he's been in office. You know, talk about somebody who's totally out of touch with reality. You already know most of this. But there's one thing he said in an interview a couple of months back. I think it was with George Stephanopoulos. And the thing that bothers me the most here is he said he's learned nothing from being president of these United States. Come on, come on, come on. Give that some thought. He's learned nothing from being president of these United States. That means he already knew it all when he got in there. He knew what he was going to be up against. He knew what was going to happen. He knew what the office was like. The man voted present, not president, but present, instead of yay or nay. And most of the time he was in the Illinois State House. He's got no record. I mean, he's got a record of failure, but he's got no real record of strength to run on, to stand on, to talk about. Anyway, so he's on his way. He's got one voyage left on Air Force One, thank God. You think he'll fumigate that thing when he leaves?
I thought they were making a new plane.
Yeah, they're making a new plane, but Boeing's really croaking now because they're not going to get their $4 billion for it. An 18-hour round-trip vacation junket to Hawaii. Now, in all fairness, he does do this every year. That's his vacation time. But how much per flight hour do you think it costs to run Air Force One? A little over $200,000 an hour to run that plane. But before then, he's going to fly down to Tampa to tell special ops troops what they've been doing these last long 8 years under his command. You've done a great job at doing absolutely nothing because I won't let you. Thank you so much. As usual, Obama's report has a strong emphasis on Obama. Remember, one of his favorite words is I. On January 20th, he said, I will become the first president of the United States to serve two full terms during a time of war. I didn't know this was... Has he ever used the word war before?
I thought Congress had it declared.
Wow. Yeah, I know, huh? An unexpected boast from a Nobel Peace Prize winner, don't you think? You may recall Obama has told the military... Yeah, right. So think about that. So he's boasting how he's been the only president that has both terms. So in other words, he couldn't kill it in his both terms. Everybody else has been able to but him. So there's another list of failures for him, right? Most presidents have been able to get themselves out of war, defeat, win, what have you, within their term.
We have to acknowledge it first.
Yeah, that's true. He's been unable to do it. He's been unable to hit a 3% GDP. He's been unable to get our economy back. I mean, there's a whole bunch of, I guess there's a whole bunch of accomplishments. Now, Obama has told the military the biggest threat to national security is global warming. So why he's going down there to tell, did they do something for global warming? Well, I guess they did. See, by allowing the equipment to rot itself out and not be able to be used, I guess we're using less military equipment, so that means we're putting less pollutants in the air or something. I don't know. I'm trying to help the guy out here. You may also remember he's often said that defeating ISIS is his number one priority. Although you'd never know it. But again, I don't have a grasp of the English language like he does, because he gave himself an A. I would not have. He goes on to say, I believe that we must never hesitate to act when necessary, including unilaterally when necessary. Except when it comes to going to war, because he always said, we need our allies. I'm not going to war without our allies. So, you know, he has no clue as to what he's saying, even when he says it. I've also insisted that in the unwise and unsuitable to ask our military to build nations on the other side of the world or resolve their internal conflicts, even as we focus relentlessly on the dismantling. See, it's no longer an internal conflict when they take down two of our buildings. The Japanese weren't having an internal conflict when they tried to sink all our ships in Hawaii. And thank you, Jesus, that he wasn't our president then, or anybody like him. Even as we focus relentlessly on dismantling terrorist networks, he says, like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. You know, it's funny. They want to be called ISIL. All right? That's one of the names they'd want to be called. He is the only one that calls them that name. I guess he doesn't want to tee them off or something. We should ask allies to do their share. You know, in the fight, we should strengthen local partners who can provide lasting security. Well, yeah, if you really want to strengthen local partners, if you really want to work with some of these groups, say, you know, some of our allies stop supporting us because you stop supporting them. It's not a matter of them not wanting to do it anymore. We lied to them. We told them we supply them with arms, we supply them with ammunition, and we didn't do it. It's just amazing. Anyway. The United States of America is not a country that imposes religious tests as a price for freedom. We're a country that was founded so that people could practice their faith as they choose. The United States of America is not a place where some citizens have to withstand greater scrutiny, or carry a special ID card to prove that they're not an enemy from within. He's an idiot. Yeah, actually, apparently now, you can't practice our faith as we choose. We can't. You're a liar. There are so many restrictions now that you've put on us. There are so many things that have come down that you can't do as a Christian, especially. Now, we can practice our faith as we choose, as long as we do it in our house, and in some cases, as long as there isn't more than 20 people there. We've done stories around that. He goes on to say, the United States of America is not a place where some citizens have to withstand greater scrutiny. You know, he's talking about voter ID. How is that greater scrutiny? Because if he's talking about the refugees, then he's confused, because they're not American citizens. But if you're talking about people that are going to vote, again, when you show up at the poll, me, Joe Messina, shows up at the poll and they say you can't vote because you already voted, and they turn me away, that's not American. That's not right. That's not my vote being counted. You find a way to make my vote count. And it's not my fault because you don't want to do what's right to protect my vote. You're telling me that protecting my vote, you know, I'll show you what an idiot you are. You're telling me that you're protecting my vote by not requiring an ID, yet I can't vote because somebody voted for me because there was no ID needed. Thanks for the protection. You have got to go. 43 days is way too long. I don't, how many days left? It's too many. Whatever it is.
I think we're at
50. If it's at 3, it's too many. You know what I'm saying? Obama's positive self-evaluation admits a few things. He's enabled even helped finance Iran, the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, like George W. Bush's ouster of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Obama's ill-considered campaign to oust Libya's Muammar Gaddafi did not contemplate the resulting chaos from the victory. You know what? I have got mixed feelings on this. No, I really do. I mean, some of these guys that were in power, right, they kept the terrorism there. They didn't allow it to go everywhere else. So I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure all this out. You know, and Obama, what is it? He's ad-libbed an unfulfilled red line threat over Syria. I saw Juan Williams trying to, I don't know what he was trying to do, fix it, protect it, defend it today. You can't defend. Really simple. You come over this line, and this is what we're going to do. And the president danced all over the issue. I mean, until they actually found, now, he had reports that chemicals had been used against the Syrian people, but he had no proof. He wanted proof. He didn't want reports. And even when they showed him body upon body upon body, dead people who had been gassed and who chemical warfare had been used against, he still wouldn't move on it. Which showed the rest of our enemies, it showed our enemies that we weren't going to do what we said we were going to do. We wouldn't push back and fight on them. We had no spine. And it showed our allies, or told our allies, you on your own. Putin would have never moved into Russia. Putin would have never moved into the areas that he moved into, the countries he moved into, if he was afraid of us. If he thought we would have done anything. Anything at all. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Tell your friends to come on over. I'll get their blood pressure up. We'll be back in a minute.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I just got to know where the buttons are. I can do fine. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please do be involved in the conversation. It helps me drive things. It helps me understand where you want me to go. I don't always head in that direction, but, you know, at least I'd like to know. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Obama needs some serious help. He gave himself an A as president. Very confused man. But we already knew this. I didn't need a 5,200-word... I mean, he sat down and he wrote a document. Maybe he was hoping it'd be put into history or whatever. But he's actually sat down and wrote a document grading himself. Who does that? In Florida, Obama boasted to the troops of bringing home 150,000 troops from Iraq and reducing the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan to under 10,000.
although the casualties continued even this week. Of the U.S.'s, you know, 23, almost 2,400 losses in 16 years, 74% of them came during, President Obama's time. Because he refuses to give them what they need to work for real. He refuses to allow them to do their jobs. Obama didn't have much to say about the residual effect of such a reduction of the Afghani force, especially in a vast war-torn tribal land, or how the Taliban has come to control more territory there now than actually any time since 2001. So he can't blame this one on Bush. This is his fault. Right? I mean, when somebody finally writes his memoirs, this ought to be hilarious. Now, Obama did remind us that Osama bin Laden sleeps with the fishes because of him, which is not true. They've been hunting this guy down for years. The order was given under Bush. He just carried through on the order. He wasn't the only. He was part of the taking down of bin Laden. You may also recall that Mr. Obama, he often repeated the claim that during the 2012 campaign that al-Qaeda was decimated and on the run. And that until September 11, 2012, a murderous night of violence in Benghazi was simply the result of a YouTube video, right? Remember? Obama defended his 2011 decision to withdraw the U.S. troops from Iraq, denying that sudden power vacuum allowed the rise of ISIS and embedded devices, sectarian violence. No. See, none of it's his fault. He even came out, yesterday? And he said all this positive, all the positive movement in the stock market was because of him. His policies, his processes, his procedures.
They finally kicked in,
yeah. After 7.5 years, they kicked in because, and technically he's right. It is because of him. He's leaving. They're happy. It ain't that. When he claimed that I shouldn't have fought him. There's a tweet for you. I shouldn't have fought him, though. Because technically, Obama is right. The stock market climbed. The last 19 days of record-breaking stock activity is because of Obama. It's because he's leaving. Now, speaking of the troop pullout, you remember he claimed over and over and over and over and over and over again that he ended the war in Iran. Now, I know some of you have heard this and some of you haven't. Let me just play this quick clip. You got to hear this if it comes up. Of course, that would have been too easy now, right? Wouldn't it? Here, let's start it again.
For the first time in 9 years, there are no Americans fighting in Iraq. 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq. We did. 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq. I did. 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq. And I did. I told you we'd end the war in Iraq. We did. I said we'd end the Iraq war. We did. I told you I'd end the war in Iraq. And we did. I ended the war in Iraq as I promised. In 2008, I promised we'd end the war in Iraq. We've ended it. I was able to keep my promise and end the war in Iraq. In 2008, I promised we would end the war in Iraq, and we've ended it. The war in Iraq is over. The war in Iraq is over from ending the war in Iraq. That's why I ended the...
I just want to make sure you guys are getting this, in case you're missing it. He's talking about ending the war in Iraq.
The war in Iraq. For the first time in 9 years, there are no Americans fighting in Iraq.
President, do you have any second thoughts about pulling all ground troops out of Iraq?
You know, what I just find interesting is the degree to which this issue keeps on coming up, as if this was my decision.
He's really a sick man. Come on, think about that. He really is a sick man. How does that happen? Here you have all this information. Here he says you have a whole minute. Well, actually, bigger than that, but in this particular case, a whole minute of him talking about how he ended the war in Iraq. He lived up to a promise. He did what he said he was going to do. Right? No, seriously. And then when everything goes sideways at the very last minute, it's no longer his fault. It's no longer his. He won't take credit for it. But he's done that with everything in his presidency, guys. Every single thing. If it's going sideways, if it isn't quite right, if it doesn't quite make sense, then it's somebody else's fault. Right? He's not a leader. I mean, he's a president because he got elected, but he's not a leader. I mean, he'll never get the left. I mean, they're going to beat their brains out. Mark my words, for the next 15, 20 years, they're going to beat their brains out to make it seem like he is the best president that we have ever had. They're going to want to bury Reagan to make sure that Reagan doesn't get any credit for anything. You mark my words. I'm telling you. Anyway, listen to The Real Side, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I very much do. Come on. I'm getting to the point where I really hate computers. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody sent me this little tidbit of information, which I think is kind of interesting. If you remember back in 2008, I know nobody wants to, because that was the year Mr. Oblamo won. But if you remember that when Obama won the 2008 DNC nomination, he didn't win the popular vote then. Did you know that? No, he didn't. He won. Come on, take a guess. He won the delegate. I mean, yeah, he won the delegate count. He didn't win the popular vote. So the delegate count for Barack Obama at the DNC convention was 2,272. The delegate count for Mrs. Clinton was 1,978. Mr. Obama won 33 different contests. She won 23. Mr. Obama got 17,584,000 votes. She got 17,857 votes. He got 47.3% of the vote. She got 48% of the vote. He got more delegates. See, the Dems screwed themselves because they have those super delegates. You know what I'm saying? So it's great. I don't mind if they blow themselves up. Like I said, I don't care that they voted and they brought Nancy Pelosi back. I think that's wonderful. Very wonderful. Yeah, I got to check this one story out. Apparently there's an adulting school that has been founded to teach millennials how to be adults. I can think. Wasn't it genius?
Why didn't we do that?
I don't know, because we're not genius, I guess. But I do want to check that out first. I want to make sure it's true. If that's true, I think that's wonderful. You know, people, don't give up yet. I know some of you are still upset. I get it. I see it. Some of you are upset about Trump being president. You hardcore people on the right, you're still upset about Trump being president. And get over it. He's going to be president. How about we support him? You don't have to support everything he does. You don't have to be in agreement with everything he does. But how about we stop doing what we screamed at each other? I mean, it's like we're shooting each other. It's craziness. We need to put the pressure on the left. We need to pressure the left and not keep. We just keep pressuring ourselves. We keep doing dumb things. So let's just make sure that you keep fighting it. You keep up the fight. You keep. Yeah, 42 days. Thank you for that, Michael. 42 days. I mean, some people are going to want to go into a coma for 42 days, so they have to put up with it. But, hey, whatever. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks. Appreciate the time you spent with me. We'll be back here tomorrow. Don't go far. Have a great rest of the day.